Let us again see the bottom Tosfos. We had a machlokes, the sugya between Rab and Rav Chisda, ha'oifeh miyontav l'chol, is Rav Chisda says loike, and Rav says ein loike, and the svar of Rab is, since there is a possibility that the safiya will end up tzairich oichol nefesh, there's a possible oichol nefesh that can come out through the safiya, even though he ate already his suda, he won't eat the food that he baked, but it's possible that oichem will come. So that alone is considered also an afil tzeich eichel nefesh. Rabba Omar ein eloike. Vim toima, faktais is dama ba matzniyem, ha mechabeit va harayda chalois dvash. Because harayda chalois dvash. That a person took off the honey from a honeycomb. Shogag b'shabes chayev chatos. So if he was a shogik in Shabbos, he's chayev chatos. Abelezer holds, this is a tilde of Talish. Is it Beyontev safe against Araboim? Divra Abelezer. And it was Beyontev, he gets Malkus. Chachomim Imrim Ein Kan Eloshvus. The Chachomim hold that there's no such Talish of taking honey from a honeycomb. Abelezer has a drosha, is Makish Dvash Liyar. Just like by a yard is an isotailish, so by dvash is also an isotailish. Taktaisis va mai leikele rabbi leza leima hoyul umiklele oichem. Let us say hoyul. That even though, he says, what's wrong in being tailish? If you have oichem, what's wrong in being tailish? Kvegan the tshuva speaks out, first of all, it's not so poshit. Is a klal that melacha that is muta letzayich oichol nefesh is milisha ve'elach is muta. Ktzira isn't muta letzayich oichol nefesh. Only milisha ve'elach steht in Yerushalmi. So what's Tosfos kasha? If there's an isur toilish, so you're not allowed to. Well, what toil mikle oichim? You're not allowed to be toilish for oichim. The machlekes harishonim, if the this isa before lisha, if it's minatayra midarabonim, this is all tepesayis gevizn that it's only asa midarabonim. So minatayra, you're allowed to be taylish. Minatayra, allowed to be taylish for oichem. Minatayra, allowed to be taylish for oichem. So memele, why should you get malchus? This was at lisha letzayra chaychol nefesh. But since midarabonon, you're not allowed to be toilish, so Chazal asa the peiris. There's even a din peiris hanoishrim, peiris that fall off a tree in Yontif is also. Chazal asa it. Fact Rabbi Keveger, from the Chuvis, and Simon Hay, so he asks, so what's Tosfos kasha, hoyul umikli oichem, but if ilo oichem will come, they won't be able to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Chazal asked Peiris Hanoishrim. So what's Tosfos kasha? So Rabbi Keveger brings down, there's a moiradike machloikis between Rabbi Keveger and the Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya held that in the din of hoyel, hoyel mikle oichim, let's say a person will cook an iser darabonon. Mit darabonon it's also. Do you say hoyel? Min ha-teire, they're allowed to eat it. So min ha-teire, it's called meleches eichel nefesh. I be poyel, they won't eat it because midrabonon it's also. So midrabonon it's also. But you can't say one should get malkes since min ha-teire, it's if oichem will come, it's roi lo oichem min ha-teire because it's muta min ha-teire. That's the shagasayi svara. Amirdik shagasayi. He says a machel that's ochel midrabonon. That's also mid Rabbonon, min ha-teire, you say hoyel, because min ha-teire, they're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Keveger is chaylik on this, he says, the whole heter is hoyel mikl oichem, it's called, you have oichel nefesh, because oichem will come and eat it. If oichem won't eat it, was geht man, why they won't eat it? Why doesn't he eat it? Because he's full. And if oichem won't eat it, because the yirei shemaim, is he don't have any oichel nefesh, was geht meron, that oichem won't eat it only because it's also midarabonon, but midarabonon they won't need it. You don't have any eichel nefesh over here. He's chaylik on the shagas aliyah. You don't, in order to have a heter of eichel nefesh, you have to have people who bepoil will eat it. If there's an isa darabonon, we don't have people who bepoil will eat it. That's Rabbi Kevegas kasha. That's Rabbi Kevegas is chaylik on the shagas aliyah. But Teich Advarim, he says, he thinks he could bring a raya to the shagas aliyah. He said, our Gemara said that how does one make an Erev Tavshilin? How is that matter, the Isra Deraisa of Oifem Yontav L'Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Hoyl Yivikol Oyochem. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, what will the din be if a Yid lives in a Kleine Derfel, he lives there all alone, and there's no other Yid in there? That for another Yid to come, it'd have to come chutz l'tchum. So if you tchum him the Rabbonon, but it's also me the Rabbonon. So he says, he'll come had a muyim de kechidish, that a Yid that there's no oichim in his tchum, there's no other Yid in his tchum, he's not allowed to bake for Shabbos, and Erev Tavshilim won't help him. That's very modern. It should say some place that, it says you make an Erev Tavshilim, you have to look if there's other people around, that people can come, that people are in the Tchum. He says, well, that is Oizgiv is in the Shagas Aryeh. Our Kapana Minatayra, there's no Isra, because Minatayra, you can even come Chutz L'Tchum. He wants to bring this Chai to the Shagas Aryeh. And he says, L'Chayre from our Taisvis is also a Chai to the Shagas Aryeh. Our Taisvis asks a Shaila of Hoyol, so he says that if Oichim will come, they can eat the dvash. He says, but midarabonon, you're not allowed to eat the dvash. Amakaponim, midarabonon, it's also to be toilish. So there's an isser of peiris and oishrim on it. So what's the isser of kasha? Is the right to the shagasai. So Rabbi Kevege Lemaise says that it's not too gefellig. He had a shaila, but mu'im dikvi, a goinet galanta toisvis. The Kevege had a shaila if a chayla shain by sakon is allowed to eat mukze peiras hanoishrim. So he brings a raya from this taisvus to his shaila. Taisvus means that to be a chayla shain by sakon that has a sore throat and will need the honey together with some lemon. It's very good for a sore throat. So the mele so a chayla shain by sakon. So that's the hoyle. That means if he'd have a chayla shain by sakon, he could eat the dvash. So the mele. So that was taisvus kasha. So why do you get Malkis? It's Roi L'Oichim Hu Acholim Shein Beisakon and Nidvash. Fafilo Rabbono Loipotri, Fafilo Rabbono Loipotri Al Mishum Lechshivi Dvash V'Kavar Toi Mechuba. Then Taisva says, the Rabbono Hu Acholim K'Rabbeleza, not because of Hoyo. Rabbono hold this Bechlau no Toilish, that's why you're not like it. So Al Kaponim, but the thesis is back to the kasha. Why don't you say oil? V'yeshloimer kegoin shehidvish hadvash ve'ein ruuy olechel. Speaking about that, the dvash is spoiled. So memelis is no heter abaychol nefesh. Va'afilui mikli le'oichem le'chozilu. So taka moloche shalei letzayich oichol nefesh. Inami bereide somach l'shkiyas acham. Maybe the Gemara is speaking about that he was taking out the dvash somach l'shkiyas achama shafilu yavoyu oichim ein shuhus bayoyim la'ochle. That the whole heter of hoyil is only that there is time that oichim can derive benefit from his malachim ibayid yoyim. But if he ended his malachim somach l'shkiyas achama, and he will not be able, and there was not sufficient time for Oichim to be nene from this melochim till it'll be the next day ready. So Mamela Pasash can have to von Hoyo. Agavuche, the Biraloche brings down, and Hilchas Erev Tavshilin, he brings down the Shaila how to, if we paskin like Rabbe, if we paskin like Tavchizde, but if we paskin like Rabbe, the whole heter of Erev Tavshilin is Hoyo. So he says, you have to make sure that the food should be Roy Mi Boy Yoim. You can't go and start making a cholent or putting up a raw cholent right before Shabbos. Because you lost your heter of Hoyo. In order to be Mekayim the heter of Hoyo, בערב תבשיל מהסת בירוי מבעוד יוים פועיכם תקמנידת. ובהי שינויה, so with the second פרץ התויסס אצס, that the heter of hoyl is only applicable if there's sufficient time for the oichem to eat it miboid yoim, osi shape ma shehik sherivo. Shamin alei l'rabe de islei hachone bereish meseches beye, bereish bakel ma'arbim, rabba holds ein yontef meichen l'shabes, tam ein yontef meichen l'shabes. Is he amre hoyl eichem ashkachas le den yontef meichen l'shabes? Ash the mashkachas lo somuch l'shkiyas achamo k'defrishes. Really, to appreciate Taisvis Kasha and understand the Oimika Kasha, we have to be more involved in the sugya and Beya. But al koponim, the Taisvis Harashbe explains Taisvis Kasha as follows. That Taisvis understood that the that what Rabbi said, ein yontif meichin l'shabes, that means as follows. If it's not roi hayoim v'hach hachona lihonis boy, that means if something was cooked on yontif, and it is not roi for yontif, so the whole cooking was litzoirich Shabbos, so then there's a klal ein yontif meichin l'shabbos. Avol davol shehu roi lihonis bo hayoim leichoshev achone lemocha. He says, that's how Taisus understood the memra of Rab over there. In Yontev meichel leShabbos means, if that which was prepared on Yontev is only roi for Shabbos. It's not roi for Yontev. So then that's cool that Yontev is meichel leShabbos. But if it's roi for yontev also, so hasten it that this is a hachone for Shabbos, since it's roi for yontev also. So Taisvis did not understand, according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds of hoyul, so it's never called preparing for Shabbos, it's always called preparing for yontev, because hoyul or mikli yorchev. So we pass bachlal the musig ein yontev meichin le Shabbos. But now Taisus was machadish, that the heter of hoyl miklo eichrim depends on what time of the day it is. In some chlishkiyas achame, so then there's no inyan of hoyl, some amelos. So now we have the inyan of enyontiv meichin l'shabbos. Bim taima iam rinen hoyl imkeim batalte kol meleche shabbos, hoyl v'roi l'choyle sheyesh b'isakot. Taisus asks Akasha that if we can fabricate, this whole inyan of hoyul is really a fabrication. That means he's cooking something, and it's possible that oichem could come. Oichem could come. That's true. Oichem could come. Some emele. So that is called. Cool. Well, they didn't come, but it's possible for oichem to come. Some emele, so it's called an afiel etzoyrech yontif. So Mamela, so the Talta kol melech Shabbos, so the roi lechayla sheyesh beisakone. So if there'd be a chayla sheyesh beisakone, so Mamela, so it would be called a bishul letzayrach a chayla sheyesh beisakone would need food. A person cooks a tavshul in Shabbos. If there would be a chayla sheyesh beisakone that needs this food, so it would be that's called it's a bishul letzayrach pikuach nefesh. I don't see the chayla sheyesh beisakon in front of me. I don't see the oichem also in front of me. But since it's possible that there could be a chayla sheyesh beisakon that could need this food, so memele, so therefore it should be considered a bishul letzayrech pikuach nefoshes. The Chazanish says he doesn't understand Taisvis Kashe. He says this whole lumdis of hoyol is much easily understood in Yontif than in Shabbos. And he explains as follows. He says, by Yontif, the heter to cook l'tzeirach eichel nefesh is not when there is a necessity for this bishul. For example, Chazanish says, let's say a person has a full meal. Everything's prepared already. And then all of a sudden, his wife reminded herself that at night they're going to have a whole suda, Simchas Beis Hashem at night. They didn't have any food prepared for at night. So you know what you do? You go and I'll start cooking. So I won't use this food. I'll cook L'Tzayrich Yom Tov. You're allowed to do it. That's a Heter Gomer. I won't use this. I have to use this food. I don't have to use the food. So I'll cook now. L'Tzayrich Yom Tov. Agavuch, I'll be mavich that I'll have food for tonight for the Simchas Beis Hashem. But I'll call upon him. So what do we see? We see that in Yom Tov, as long as I'm doing this L'Tzayrich Oichol Nefesh, that means for the purpose of Achila, you're allowed to do it. You don't have to need it in order to be permitted to do it. As long as I'm doing it for that purpose, I'm doing it for Oichol Nefesh, I have a stocked fridge there and freezer, but I'm doing this for Oichol Yom, for Oichol Nefesh, so Memeila, it is permissible. So Memeila, so what is called for Oichol Nefesh? I'm doing it for Oichol Nefesh. But I can say for Oichol Nefesh, you just finished your Suda, you can't eat anymore. So this is for it, no, it's, I'm also doing for Oichol Nefesh, it's possible that the Oichim will come. So it's also considered I'm doing for Oichol Nefesh. The Mai said they didn't come. No. But since it's possible they could come, so it's considered I'm doing for Oichol Nefesh. Masha'en came by Pekuach Nefoshes, the Chazaynish asked, Pekuach Nefoshes, I'm cooking for Pekuach Nefoshes. If you'll have food in the refrigerator, and you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone, you can't make this dreidel. Listen, I'm cooking for Pekuach Nefoshes. I won't give you this food. I'll cook now food for you. So this person is a mechalo Shabbos. If you have food, there's no het of Pekuach Nefoshes. The whole het of Pekuach Nefoshes is where there's no food and you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone. So there's a tzairich. There's a tzairich. You need this bishul. So memeila, when you need this bishul for Pekuach Nefoshes, then you're permitted to be mevashel. So Pekuach Nefoshes is not sufficient that you're doing it for Pekuach Nefoshes. There has to be a need for Pekuach Nefoshes. Frektach hazeinish. So where did Tosfos see that oil creates a need? Oil can only make that I can say truthfully the purpose I'm doing it is for Oichol Nefesh, because it's possible it'll be used for Oichol Nefesh. That's all what you need. But to say there is a need of Pekuach Nefoshes over here, that one doesn't say. That is his Ha'orah and Tosfos. We'll see later enough. Mem Zayin Amud Beis is a psashtikul. Steer it to this Svara of the Chazaynish, but that's what the Chazaynish says. By Emerson, there's a similar Svara that the Maram Chalava answers on Tosfos Kasha. The Maram Chalava says as follows: Shani Yontif, the Melocha Bishato Nasis Beheta. Yontif Bishas is baking, he's baking Beheta. Shrei Muta Kol Hayoim Bachonis Oichol Nefesh. You're allowed to cook for Oichol Nefesh. Ella de la ere vi goli milsalam afreya de nasas beis. But later no one came, so then we see it wasn't for Oichol Nefesh. But the whole day, there's nothing wrong in cooking for Oichol Nefesh. So this helps Hoyel. Hoyel means that I'm cooking for Oichol Nefesh, which is mutter, and it could be there will be Oichol Nefesh. Avol b'shabes ha iser kayim v'heter mischadish. That means there's no heter to cook. You're not allowed to cook. In order to be permitted to cook, you have to have the chayle. Or b'shas asiyas ha'iser adayin loynis chadish heter. You don't have the chayle yet. By yontif, it's a dover hamutter. The meloche b'shato nasis beheter. This is a dover hamutter. There's a possibility, it might be goli milsel or mafreye, that if no one came and needed, that could aser the meloche. So Hoyel says it remains mutter. But here you're doing a meloche be'iser, and you need a heter to be mater the meloche. You don't say Hoyel to be mechadish eterim. But that's luchera similar to the chazanishis ha'orah. But Tosfos held nit azay. V'yeshloim ekimet leishchiyach klal lo imrin en hoyel. Zloishchiyach klal that a choyle sheyesh bei sakone should need this tapshul. Now, so I don't make such a hoyel. But Kibegir says, את החילה שיש בסכונס להשכיח, החילה שאין בסכונס להשכיח, so therefore, that's how he said פשט מטייסוס, according to Rabbi Lezer, that a person could be roided vash, because it's שכיח, that איקלו איכם חילם שאין בסכונס, they are שכיח. איסווי, פרק דה גמור הקשה, בהימה המסוכנס לא ישחית, הבהימה דת מסוכן, so memele, there's a terrible problem over here. The behemoth is about to die. If the behemoth dies, so it's worthless. It's an avela. It would be preferable that you should shecht it, so a kaponim will have the meat of the behemoth. So that's very good. If he has oichlam, what if he just finished the meal, and then the behemoth got the amasukanis, lo yishchait al kadei sheyochel lech limena kizayis limi ba'oijay. It's possible for him to eat. That means there's sufficient time to shecht the behemoth, to be mafshit the oil, and to be tzoylek his eyes. So if there's enough time, so memelo that's called a shchita letzoyrech oichol nefesh, if kedei sheyochel lechel imen gezay slim yaboydei. So it says, yochel lechel afal gavdolei boy lemechel. It doesn't say he has to eat it. As long as he could eat it, it's possible to eat a kizayis. So memela, so that's called an achila letzayrech oichol nefesh. But you don't need that papayli should eat it. He's full already. But he could eat a kizayis. He could force himself to eat a kizayis. Some he has no intentions of doing it, but it's possible for him to eat it. So memela, but that's sufficient already. As long as he's able to eat a kizayis, so memele, so one is permitted to shech the behemoth because it's called a shechita letzayrech oichol nefesh. Half a gabalei boi lemechel, even though he has no intentions of eating it. Bishleim beledidi, so Rabbi said, according to me, domri hoyul hoyli boi lemechel, motzi ochel, if he wanted it, he could eat. Mishamachi yishchei, so that's good, that's called, it's possible, that this could be a shechita letzayich oichol nefesh. Don't even come on to oichem. Can use himself as the oirech. Oifem yontav lochel, you couldn't use himself. He baked 10 pounds of chalas. He couldn't eat that at all if he wanted to. But over here, all we need here is a kizayis. So a kizayis, if he wanted to, he could eat it. So memeo, that's considered a shechita letzayich oichol nefesh. But according to Rav Chis, you don't say hoyu, amai yishchait. So why is he permitted to shecht? That means there's no oichol nefesh. Amalei mishum hefsed mamayne. If he won't shecht, he's going to lose money. Frek the gemara mishum hefsed mamayne sharin in yisura deraisa. What do you mean he's going to lose money? So because of the galati b'machal yontev, it's a shechit ish leil tzayich oichol nefesh. Amalei in mishum hefsed mamayne gomar belibay lechel kizayis. Because of hefsed mamayne, he'll make up his mind to eat a kizayis. B'yevshel kizayis boso b'loy shchita. And if he wants to eat a kizayis, some amele yes to shecht. Some amele that's called an ashchita letzayich oichol nefesh. That means he's going to eat it. Taka, according to Rav Chisda, he has to eat it, and he will eat it. In order to enable him to shecht the behemoth. So Rashi, behemoth so kenes, v'roitz lo shecht the beyontev, shaloi tomas v'yavsi deno. Kizayis li ze kal bebishulim, this is the easiest bishul. Zei sheyochel lechel, shei shuz beyoim te lahavshit, v'lachtech kizayis v'litzleichs v'lechel. V'ike shehus ki hai shori, v'afol gav, d'loi ochel mine, that's what we understood. Hamai shochet al itzoch lemeichel shekvauchel. He doesn't have to eat anymore. He just ate already. Shemhepsed mamayne. V'yedeyu sheinemutel b'loy achila. He knows that he can't shecht unless he's going to eat it. Gomal b'libay la'anais es atzmai. So he made up his mind. He's going to force himself. V'laver al datoi v'lechel kizayis. He's going to eat a kizayis. The Afike Yom is Ma'ira, the way Rashi writes it down, puts it down that Gomal Baliboy La'anoi says Atzmoy Velaver is Datoy. Rashi writes it's a Mu'im de Kachila Gas over here. That means he just had he was Ma'anik himself, the Simcha Shantiv Ma'iradik. But to stick in another kizayis, he has to force himself a lava al data. So lechayre, he says, it's a, so you see from this Rashi, amir de kechidish, that oichel nefesh is a filo an achila gasa which doesn't have Hashem achila b'chola teirikula. An oichel achila gasa b'yem akipurim is potter. It's not called an achila, but legabi oichel nefesh, it gets Hashem achila. He wants to say a shtikel mahalach. He wants to say that if he eats it, it's achshevei. That means that he's machshevit. So he says, so all the time, every achila gasa should be achshevei. So he says, a person eats achila gasa, so it's not achshevei because it's botla daita eitzel kalodim. That means no one does such a thing. So maybe it doesn't give it a teiras achila. He says over here, he wants to say a very interesting story, but here everyone who has a behemoth misakenis is going to eat it. So it's not called but, so all the people with behemoth misakenis are going to eat an achila gasa. So pasnis is going to butla daite eitzel kolodim. Everyone will decide to eat. And so everyone would be in his shoes. They'd also do the same. So sapasnis is butla daite eitzel kolodim, sapas ashave. That's what he wants to say. Anyway. So it seems like he needs a zayis beyond. So there he has to shech the behemah in order to be able to eat the kezayis. The actual kezayis was a b'lei shchita. But you can't say that. Lechem aponim nechal, the lechem aponim was not eaten fresh. It was eaten letisha 9 days after they baked it. Lasora sometimes 10 days. Lachados 11 days. Leipochis v'layoisa. This was the minimum and maximum amount of days between the yafi and the yechila. Keitzat kidarkoi, a normal case letisha. So the lechem aponim was eaten 9 days after the yafi. How is this? Nefer be'erev Shabbos, they used to bake the lechem aponim erev Shabbos. We'll see, afiyas lechem aponim is not doiche Shabbos. So they baked it erev Shabbos. Nechel be'Shabbos letisha. So 9 days later, they ate the lechem aponim. Chal yontav liyis be'erev Shabbos. What if yontav was chal be'erev Shabbos? Nechel le'Shabbos la'soret. So then they baked it Thursday. So it was eaten 10 days after the afiyah. Shnei yomim toivim shel Rosh Hashanah. What if Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday? So they baked it Wednesday. Znechel l'Shabbos l'achados. L'fi sheinei doiche lo yaseh Shabbos v'lo yaseh yont. Frag the Gemara now on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, doesn't hold a fire. So, well, yes, Rav Chisda, how does an Erev Tavshilin work? So Rav Chisda said, Tzorche Shabbos nasim b'yont. Rashi had explained that Shabbos for Yontav is a Kedusha Aches, so just like you're allowed to cook for Yontav, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, according to Rav Chisdim, he amrit zeh Shabbos nasim b'Yontav, amay lo idoch Yontav. So why do you bake the lechem aponim Wednesday or Thursday? If Yontav is Erev Shabbos, let's bake it Erev Shabbos. We'll bake it for next Shabbos. We'll bake it for, it's Kedusha Achas. So let's bake now the Lechem Aponim for next Shabbos. Omalei, so he told him, Shvus Kroi Ve'itiru, Shvus Rechoi Kaloi Hitiru. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Lechem Aponim, Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, Nechol V'tishe, L'yoyim Tshi Lafiyosoi. It's eaten the ninth day after they baked it. Nefer be'erev Shabbos zu mesadran oisan lemocho. So they were mesadran the shulchan lemocho le Shabbos abov. Next Shabbos mesalken oisan arayu nechol le Shabbos abov liyem chi lafiyosei the ninth day after it was baked. Chal yontev be'erev Shabbos ha'yachem lefer istovo shaloi letzeich yontev. They couldn't bake it Yontev, because it's not Lutzach Yontev. But for me, Erev Yontev, so they baked it on Thursday. שולחמישי בשבס, נחל ושבש נהיה דהיינו בעשור. שני יומים של ראש השונה. חולו בחמישי ושישי. Let's say if ראש השונה was חל Thursday and Friday, כגוין שבו עדים מן המנחה למיילו, this nan, if עדים came מן המנחה למיילו, so we learned, נויגים עושי היום קודש, so Thursday had הלכס ראש השונה on it, ולמוחר קודש, and Friday also הלכס ראש השונה. Is nefa berevi b'shabbos, so they baked the challis on Wednesday, lechem aponim, v'nechol b'shabbos ni lachadosa. So now Rashi has a kasha. It says it's nechol the 11th day. They baked it on Wednesday, and they'll be eaten the 11 days afterwards, which will be the next Shabbos. So l'chayif Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, so Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So if Shabbos is Yom Kippur, how can you say it's Nechal la'achadosa? It's not eaten the 11th day. You don't eat lechem aponim Yom Kippur. So you'll eat it Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. So that's the 12th day already. It's so what's that Nechal la'achadosa? That's Rashi's kash. So Rashi answers to Terutzim. Vahu Shabbos, if in this case the Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Vahu Shabbos lav Yom Tzaymu, it's not Yom Kippur. Why? Because you boim Edom l'achar Mincha, when Edom came after Mincha, Yoisin Elam Uba. They weren't Mekabel the Edom. They weren't Mekabel the Edom, so it wasn't Rosh Hashanah Thursday. They made, so if they weren't Mekabel the Edom in a Mincha Lamayla, Besen shut the doors, so that day was still Chodesh Elo. Yoisin Elo Meuba. Umoinin Meyoim Sheni. So Rosh Hashanah will start from the next day. So that means the Rosh Hashanah starts from Erev Shabbos. So if it's Erev Shabbos, so Yom Kippur is next Sunday. Umoinin Meyoim Sheni. Kedemrini Shleim Mekamus Eidim Lekadosh Boi Boyoim. The only Mekabel Eidim and Kem Boim Koidim Amincha. So if they came after Mincha, they weren't Mekabel the Eidim. They weren't Mekabel the Eidim. So even though they were Noigim Oisi Ayoim Kadosh Shulele Zalzabay Lashona Habo, they weren't allowed to do Melocha the whole day, but it wasn't a real Rosh Hashanah. The real Rosh Hashanah was the next day. So Memela Sayim Kippur was Sunday. Vinami, and then Rashi says, Afilu, you'll say it is a Kasha, Havi Yoim Tzayim, Afilu, you'll say that Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Motzi ochel le'ute davi nechal le'yoyim v'layla. Because lechem aponim is nechal le'yoyim v'layla. So you need a mitzvah Yom Kippurim. Bekotchim layla hileches achar hayoyim. So memele, so that's why you can still call it the 11th day. Because by kotchim the layla is hileches achar hayoyim achar the previous day. ושני ימים טובים של ראש השונה דווקא נוקה, ובזמן לחם הפונים לא היו שני ימים טובים של גוליאס. Why is this? אין הדויך בפיוסוי לא יישר שבס לא יישר יונטף. So the Gemara is the Kasha, according to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, so חי שבס נעשם ביונטף, so why can't you bake Erev Shabbos, the Lechem Aponim, for next Shabbos. Lechem Aponim, Tzolchi Shabbos. This is it, Tzolchi Shabbos. Shem is Salken, Ve'oichlen, Oysei B'Shabbos. It was eaten in Shabbos. Ve'im, Ederaisen, Nasen, Beyontev. Begvulin. If you'll say, Minatoyre, you're allowed to cook. That's that of Erev Tashil, because Minatoyre, you're allowed to cook. From Yontev to Shabbos, Sochi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontev. Midarabon, Nudos, and it's only also Midarabon. That's when you need Erev Tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook from Yontev to Shabbos. Because Midarabon and Nudos, but it's only Midarabon. Habe Migdash Kaim Belon Dele Gozro Al Shvus, V'amayei Nidoiches. So the Holy is only Al Shvus, V'amayei Nidoiches. And for the Gemara, Lo'ilam, Tzolchei Shabbos, Beyontev, ein bem elu mishum shvus. You're right, Take. Take tzolchi Shabbos nasan beyontev. And mina teirem, you're allowed to cook from Erev Shabbos till the next Shabbos. Udaka kashel ochoche lishtere dein shvus pemigdosh. You ask the kashel, let us say, in shvus pemigdosh. Shvus kroive shal yontev atzmoi. Oy shal oise Shabbos atzmoi shetzricha leboi bayoim pemigdosh itiro. Dritas loshna brashi vayisei, so only matter a shvus for today. Well, if it's Shabbos alone, if you want to do a Shavuos for Shabbos, it's also mutar. Shatzricha labai bayoyim b'migdash itiru. But Shavuos rechoike, if the Isser d'Rabbonin is being done not for this day, litchois Shavuos yontev ze b'shvil Shabbos shniye lo hitiru b'migdash. They were not matar b'migdash a Shavuos rechoike. Zog taisvus. Nechol la'achad osa yoyim. That sometimes the lechem upon him was eaten 11 days after the yafir. Kigoin shebo eidim in amincha lamaylo. B'yoyim chamishi denoy gemaysa yoyim kodesh lamocha kodesh. Ke'echad ole lezalzoloi be'ilushona habo. Zuzuli be'ilushona habo. That they shouldn't be mezalzol. It means if people held Rosh Hashanah part of the day, and then all of a sudden it's been a mincha l'mayla, and Edom didn't come. So if Bezin would give a cruise, he can Rabbi say it's erev Rosh Hashanah. He could still do. He could. So people will be mezalzel next year, and the Yom Shloishim l'chaydish elul, they'll remember the year before. We thought it was Rosh Hashanah, but it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela ki heiche, they shouldn't be mezalzel l'shana bok, shuvay eidem koidem ha-mincha. So they said, noigim oisa yoyim koidish, the whole day is koidish, mocha koidish. Because mocha b'resh bay. But u'basra iker. But the iker day, so Thursday, is only Rosh Hashanah mitzad minik. U'basra iker, but the second day, Friday, that's the iker Rosh Hashanah, minom anini yom kippurim. Yom Kippurim b'yom Aleph, so it comes out since Rosh Hashanah was Friday, Yom Kippur is Sunday. Boaz nechal yud Aleph. Avolim bo Eidim kaidim amincha. But if Eidim came before mincha, so im came lemochel b'yom v'avchil gomahu. So then, if Eidim come before mincha, so then Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, and Friday is a yom chil. V'yecholim lefeis lechem acha b'yom vav. So then they, since you can bake on Friday, so they'll take a bake on Friday. It should be fresher bread. V'lechem harishin yift. Either baked already lechem upon him Wednesday, so they'll be paid to that. They natana mekachem. There's no kedushas aguf. It's only kedushas domim. Even the kesava day nedoichel shabbos v'yonti with the frishes lel. That means since he holds that he always baked the lechem upon him before Shabbos, so if it would have a kedushas aguf, so it would be posel al tzlina. So how could you ever use it for Shabbos? Al kocher, there's only a kedushas domim. The tanner is not mekadish. So if the tanner is not mekadish and it's a kedushas domim, so you'll be paid the Wednesday lechem upon him and you'll make new lechem upon him erev Shabbos. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ule Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, da Oma, Mishim Rab Shimon ben Asgan. Doiches yonte, vene doiches yoim tzoim. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says that afi is lechem upon him, is doiche yontev. Yontev, doiche yontev. So you're allowed to bake lechem upon him erev Shabbos if it's yontev. Only if Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bake Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur does no heter afir. But like this, Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake Otzeich Lechem upon it. Mayik Alameima. So the Pashtus, the Kasha is, if you're telling me, and the Gemara held it's a good Svarim, that Ashvus Rechoik Elohi Tiru, that they were not matar ashvus, if it's not for now, it's for a later zman. So why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, are you allowed to bake in yontev l'chetz ashvus rechoike? And the Gemara, behop ligi, Maso v'shvus koi v'tir v'shvus l'choi k'loi t'ir. V'tanekama hold, v'tak min ha-teire y'allow to bake from Yontav and Shabbos, k'solche Shabbos nasim b'yontav. L'mid rabbonon you're not allowed to bake v'shvus l'choi k'loi t'ir. Maso v'shvus l'choi k'nami hitir. Zogt Rashi. Bein edoiche es yoim tse makipurim bafiyosai. You cannot bake, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to bake Yontev L'Tzeir Shabbos, but Yom Kippur you're not allowed to bake L'Tzeir Shabbos. Deiches Yom Tzayim HaKippurim B'Fiyosi, Disura D'Raisu, Rehuta Boy Eichel Nefesh. There's no heter of Afiyos Eichel Nefesh in Yom Kippur, Avol Yontev Huta Boy Eichel Nefesh. V'hai Eichel Nefesh. So this is Eichel Nefesh. V'afel gav de'enei tzairich li'yontev. You don't need this lechem upon him for yontev. V'rei tzairich Shabbos. But I need it for Shabbos. Du'nami yontev. Ilkech ba'al me'isr shvusel. So it's only is an isr shvusel. B'midish le'gozo v'afel gav de'rechoike. That is what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rav Mori. Shtei Alechem. So the vow we had, according to Rav Chizde, that Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv. So one is permitted to cook on Yomtiv Min HaTorah for Shabbos 9 days later. Vasochi Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtev. Machlekes of Shem Gamlil, the Tanakam is if he tiru Shvus Rechoik. Mosev Ramori, Shtei Alechem. Now Shtei Alechem was brought Shvus. So Eine Necholis, Loi Poches Mishnayim, Lo Yoyser Al Shloisha. Shtei Alechem, it was either eaten the second day after Afiyah. It means they did not bake the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, they baked the Shtei Alechem Erev Shavuos, so it's eaten the second day. Lo Pachas Mishnayim, Lo Yoyser Al Shloisha. What happens if Erev Yomtev, Erev Shavuos was Shabbos? So then they baked it Erev Shabbos. Ketzer, Nefis Erev Yomtev, Necholos Lo Yomtev L'Shnayim. If they could bake it Erev Yomtev was Choyol, so it was eaten Shavuos, the second day after that fear. Chal Yontav liYisachar HaShabbos. If Yontav was on a Sunday, Necholos liYontav l'Shloisha. Lefi she'en edoich leYisachar HaShabbos v'leYisachar Yontav. Fregt the Gemara, v'amre tzorchei Shabbos nasim b'Yontav, if one is permitted min HaTorah. Tzorchei Shabbos nasim b'Yontav, one is permitted to cook, to bake lechem upon him 9 days before Shabbos, because Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtev. It's hashte, the Shabbos B'Yomtev Shori, that one is permitted to bake Tzorchei Shabbos and Yomtev, the Yomtev B'Yomtev mi boy. So why can you not bake the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos? Why can you bake this is Tzorchei Yomtev and Nasim B'Yomtev? I can bake the lechem upon him in Shabbos 9 days before. Because Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtev. So why can you bake the lechem, the Shtei Alechem in Yomtev? That's Tzolchei Yomtev B'Yomtev. So let us see how Rashi explains the kash. Zekt Rashi has it. Shtei Alechem Aboim Batzeres L'Shloisha L'Fi She'ofum Me'erev Shabbos. So the Shtei Alechem is eaten 3 days after the Afiyah. B'yontav mi boy. So why do you need a psakal v'chayma? So Rashi says a whole shtik teire. Inami loichozu hashte. So Rashi says, maybe I could explain to you why you're not allowed to bake Shtei Alechem. Why? Because as soon as you bake it, it's not roi la'alachilas nefesh, loichol nefesh. Why? You bake the Shtei Alechem in Shavuos, so then you can't eat it. You have to be makriv the musif. So the vow you did a malache, shaloi, there's no heter roichol nefesh over here. It's not mutter to eat. I did a malacha in Yom Tov, but it's not, you're not allowed to eat it. The Heta Eichel Nefesh will come later. So there's a spot, so the, it's very interesting. The Maram Chalavu we mentioned before, stells zu this Rashi to Hishtik Teire. He had said the whole Heta of Hoyel, one could say, is, here I'm doing a malacha muteres. I'm doing malacha Eichel Nefesh, which is muter. Problem is, maybe there'll be an issa if we'll see it wasn't eaten. But I'm doing something, I'm doing meleches oichel nefesh. So I'm doing a dover hamutter b'shaitoi. If no one eats it later, it'll come out of golem also I'm afraid that it was an issa. B'shaitoi tzicha wasn't an issa. B'shaitoi was a dover hamutter. So now we say a svar of hoy. That's why I mentioned the svar. So now, the Gemara had such a svar. That, this whole svara that I'm doing a dovo hamuto bishatoi passed only if I bake something which is now edible. That's called meleches eichel nefesh. I do meleches eichel nefesh. That is a problem. Will someone eat it? Won't they eat it? Good. So that is a svara of hoilo koin tarab. But I'm doing a dovo hamuto. What happens if a person bakes shtei alechem? Person bakes shtei alechem. He did a meloche. He afiyah. Now, after he baked it, what happens? Nothing. It's not edible. You're not allowed to eat it. It's also bachila min ha-teira. You have to be makav the kol. You have to be makav the musaf. So the vial, I did a meleches eichel nefesh, but it's not meleches eichel nefesh. It's a melocha that doesn't bring eichel nefesh. After I'll bring the kolman, it will become eichel nefesh. Now, there'd be a svara to say that that's not called meleches eichel nefesh. Lachas Eichel Nefesh means that you're making a machel. You're making something that's Royal Achil. But if I am making something that now is not Royal Achil, and later it'll come out, it'll become Royal Achil, maybe there'd be a svara to say that that's not called Malachas Eichel Nefesh. That's not called, I did, because Bishas, I did the Malach, it's not Eichel Nefesh. I'm doing a Dover Ha'osa, and later it becomes oimid lachila abu vishata. I did a malacha that was not oichel nefesh. You could say such a svar, but if you say that you're allowed to bake yomtiv 9 days before Shabbos, and you call that meleches oichel nefesh, so you also have the same problem. Bishas you bake the lechem aponim on the Friday before Shabbos. There was no heter eichel nefesh. It'll first become mutter to eat 9 days later. And you, Rav Chisda, said that that's called tzolchei Shabbos nasa b'yontav. That's called meleches eichel nefesh. It's called ayayim arichta. You can't eat it yet. You have to wait 9 days. So you'll wait 9 days. So Rav Chisda was machadish that does have a shame meleches eichel nefesh. Even though b'shas the gemar ha-meloch it's not roi lachila, so it's not roi lachila yet. But it will be roi lachila eventually in yontiv. So you're allowed to do a meloch that will bring eichel nefesh in yontiv. Here the yontiv will be 9 days later. In fact, the gemara says if you're allowed to do a meloch which eventually will bring a heter eichel nefesh, that's called meleches eichel nefesh, so why can't you bake the shtei alechem in Shavuos? Like this, I understood you can't bake the shtei alechem in Shavuos, it's not called meleches eichel nefesh, because after you finish baking with it, it's not roel achila. But since you're telling me that you're allowed tzolchei Shabbos nasim b'yontiv, you're allowed to bake the lechem aponim erev Shabbos, which is yontiv, and eat it 9 days later, and that's also called meleches eichel nefesh. So why can you bake the shtei alechem? Let us see Rashi. B'yontiv mi boy inami leichozi hashte. Even though after he bakes the shtei alechem, it's not roi lechil. Hachozi leboy bayoy. But you can eat it today in yontiv. Migori mitzorchei Shabbos shel mocho, to lechol ayoyme lechozilei, do hasoat kva. You're telling me, it's also, it's not called meleches eichel nefesh. You don't say hoyul, so it's not meleches eichel nefesh. Ela lav shma mino, ein muta biyonta vinater al dov haroi leilo isaisha. So why is this you're wrong? You're only allowed to bake something that with the gmar afiye brings with it a heter achila. Ubahani, אלא דבר אלא ששו, וצורך אישה בסתמאיו משום הויל דאויכם. Why are you allowed to cook Erev Shabbos for Shabbos? Not because it will eventually be eaten on Shabbos. No, because Erev Shabbos, it is Oymed Lachile V'Hoyle Mikle Oichem. U'bahan Yilek Alameyma Oyo Obo by the Lechem Aponim. Or the Shtei Lechem, you can't say Oyo. Mishum Dei Shait Eloi Chos Yad Shiyishchitu Kvosem Aleim V'Yizrek Domem. It's not Roy Lachile. וקיבן דאב אפשר מבד מייסמה לדוח ליונטב מידי לחוזי להם. So that's why you bake the שתי הלחם ערב יונטב. But according to Rav Chisda says that צורך יש אבס נעשם ביונטב and you don't need a heter chila right away. So why can you bake the שתי הלחם in יונטב? That's the cash. And for the Gemara, שאני הוסם דו מקרו לוחם, לוחם ולא לגבויה. So the Gemara answers 100% is that the problem isn't because the hetachila will come later. Because the ikerafiyah is legavoya. So some say it's also, that's not called eichel nefesh. The ikerafiyah is l'tzayrach gavoya. So mail the zamiyat lochem v'loy legavoya. Frag the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel Doma Meshum Rav Shimon Ben Azgan doiche es yontet. He holds that you're allowed to bake Erev Shabbos, Yontav Shchalis Be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to bake the lechem upon him for Shabbos. I what's with this drosh or lechem v'loy l'gavoye? Ba'yikol ameima. So in my answer, sova l'kabishol, tohma lechem, lechem v'loy l'nochem. He uses the lechem not to be memayit gavoya, uses the lechem to be memayit nochem. Zot rash. Rabbi Shimon lo gersine bebe ne doiche yoyim tzoyim, the mainin yoyim tzoyim somach la tzeres, yone vi yom kippe erev shuas. Rabbi Shor b'mesechus beye, lechem lo lenochim, abo lo gavo yeshot. Zog Toisves. Now Toisves goes back on the first gemot. Vi amrit tzorchei Shabbos nasim biyontev. The gemore at esta kashan Rav Chisda, why can you not bake Erev Shabbos lechem upon him, even though it's yontif, tzorchei Shabbos nasim biyontif. Teim olari. My porch. What is pshat in the Gemara's kash? Bo Rav Chisda loipolig olei derabe, elo shemater levashol biyontif leShabbos. Rav Chisda only said, you're allowed to cook from Yontev l'Shabbos, k'may shemuta l'vashol l'boi b'yoyim. Just like you're allowed to cook for Yontev, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos. The kedusha achas ik the perish v'kuntres. Avol b'chiyai gavne demaisi afilu l'boi b'yoyim asur, k'diktoni seifa gabishtei alechem, b'holoi omar rab chiste shiyasu b'yontev yoyser mirabe. Without knowing anything, without knowing the maskonis agmor, is an ilchem. But we don't understand anything. But it says in the sefer that you're not permitted to bake shtei alechem in yontif. You're not allowed to bake shtei alechem in yontif. Why basically? But you're not allowed. Whatever the reason could be. So memele. So if you're not allowed to bake shtei alechem in yontif, you're not allowed to bake Elachem aponim in yontif for next Shabbos. The whole lomdus of tzolchei Shabbos nasim beyontif means as follows. That whatever you're permitted to do for yontif, we consider that Shabbos is an extension of yontif. You're allowed to do for yontif. You're allowed to do for Shabbos because Shabbos is an extension of yontif. But al kaponim, you can't do for Shabbos more than you can do for yontif. Rav Chisda never said that. Rav Chisda only said you can do what you do for Shabbos. What you do for Shabbos, we consider Shabbos an extension of Yontif, and therefore, if you're allowed to cook for Yontif, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos, because it's one long day. But here, for some reason, whatever the reason might be, the Shtei Alechem, you're not allowed to bake for Yontif in Yontif. So for some reason, you're not allowed to do it. So if you're not allowed to do it for Yontif, you're not allowed to do it for Shabbos. So what is the Kasha and Rav Chisda? That's Taisvis Kasha. Amayu Dike Kasha. So because of this kasha, Taisus learns a whole new pshat in Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim Beyontiv. Tachi Pirushalel, Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim Beyontiv. Lav mishum de Kedusha Achasi, that's not pshat in Kedusha Achas, ala kloima. Hoyel shehi mitzvah Shabbos. That means, tomorrow before I spoke about how are you permitted to cook Erev Shabbos Yontiv, Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontiv. So Tosfos understood Pshat Kipshutoi, that the needs of Shabbos are permitted to be done in Yontiv. Kloima, Hoyo Shehi Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a Mitzvah Shabbos, to have food on Shabbos. If he won't do it on Yontif, he won't do it, period. Choshuv. So this is choshuv, and it's equivalent k'moy oichol nefesh de Yontif. So that means as follows. Just like you're allowed to do a melocha l'tzorech oichol nefesh of Yontif, you're allowed to do a melocha letzoirech for Tzolchei Shabbos. It's not Eichel Nefesh. There are Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif means that in Yontif there are two types of melochas you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh of Yontif. That's one thing. And you're allowed to do Tzolchei Shabbos. Tzolchei Shabbos to develop the Taichin Zich beautifully. Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. It's not doing it for Yontif. But it's for Shabbos, but if the Shabbos needs it, and without doing this on Yontif, Shabbos won't have it. Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. So I'm allowed to cook Yontif. Why? Because I'm doing it for Shabbos. That is the tight Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Bahashta por Shabbos. Bishloim ledidid leishore B'Yontif leSimchas Yontif v'chiyai gavnish ikremishim Simchas Yontif. So Rabbi is such a kash. According to me, there's no such thing. You're only allowed to do in Yontif things that will bring about a Simchas Yontif. That's all that's permitted in Yontif. So how do you make an Erev Tavshilim? Simchas Yontif, Oichem might come. So that's how I understood. So Memele, you'll ask a kash, why are you not permitted to bake lechem upon him Erev Shabbos if it's Yontif? I'll tell you, because there's no Simchas Yontif from this. You bake the lechem upon him, there's no Simchas Yontif. V'hoche leke Simchas Yontif. V'gabi shtei lechem nami, ein ikri le Simchas Yontif, el ikri mishum zevach. According to Rabbe, you're only permitted to do a melocha which will bring about Simchas Yontif. Elo le di doch da amri tzorchi Shabbos nasim b'yontif. But you say that, no. It is not, you don't need Simchas Yontif in order to be mutter to do a melacha. The Amri Tzolchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, V'chol Dovu Shuhu Mitzvah, V'tzorich Leyosis B'Yontif Shein Lizman Achel. That's the whole reason you're allowed to cook Erev, you're allowed to cook Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif for Shabbos, because Tzolchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, Och Amai Leidochi Yontif. So why isn't it Teuchi Yontif? The Tzrochim, the necessities of Shabbos, should be done on Yontif. V'chein nir lekama gabi shtei halechem, and that's what Teuchi learned from the Gemara's Kash later from shtei halechem, that Tzolchei Shabbos nasim b'yontif, that means even though the shtei halechem is not a Tzorech Simchas Yontif, it's a Tzorech HaZevach, but it's a Tzorech Yontif. So just like Tzolchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, even though it's not a Simchas Yontif, is Tzolchei Yontif is also Nasim B'Yontif, even though it's not a Simchas Yontif. That's a Tosfos Lomshat the Gemara later. Rashi Pirushka B'Shtei Alechem. Rashi later in the Kashav Shtei Alechem. So Rashi says like this. Still a Rabbosu Shapet Loi Shaycho Hoyul Mishum Di Shaita Loi Chozi Ashi Yishchitu Aleim Kvosem V'Yizrik Domo. Rashi said that the Gemara's kasha was that we could say that the whole heter of Oichel Nefesh is that as soon as he bakes it, there is a Oichel Nefesh. Masha'enken over here, the Shtei Alechem, he baked the Shtei Alechem, and there's no heter Oichel Nefesh. He has to first be makrib the kvosim. Bekosha l'ri l'peirushay. Kiven da Gemara eni yedas chilek ben gavoy lehedyit, the Gemara did not know the teretz of lochem v'lo legevoy. וכי בשביל שלא יעכשיו רוי, אף על פי שרוי לבוי ביום יעשה, where do you see such an issa? That I'm baking something, so even though now it is not roi, but it will be roi in yontif, so that should not be considered in a field of tzeichoichel nefesh. Haloi, frektach toisves, ksha oife ha isa lo oichem. Whenever you bake an isa lo oichem, eine ru'uya ache teyofe. So every baking you have this problem. If you're telling me a yisod, if you're telling me a yisod, that when is it called malachas oichel nefesh, that's only with the malach you have already, you have a afshos of oichel nefesh, so ksha oife isa lo oichem, eine ru'uya ache teyofe. It's not roi to be eaten till you finish baking it. So how are you allowed to bake it? There's no oichel nefesh yet. Between you and me, I don't understand this kasha. Because Taisus is asking a kasha, if you'll say that you're only allowed to do the malocha if there'll be immediate oichel nefesh, so Taisus is asking Rashi, how are you allowed to bake bachlal? There's no heter oichel nefesh. Right away, you have to finish baking it. So l'cheire, the fashen is the kasha. Kozman, it's not baked. So you didn't do a malocha yet. We hear in Masech the Shabbos, if you read the pas min atana before the afiyah, so you're not doing a malocha. So what's the kash? It's not roi lachi. I didn't do anything yet. It's not baked yet. There's no issa. Well, the minute it gets baked, or it becomes roi, the kemachal ben drasoi, so the minute it gets baked, so it's roi lachila. So what is Tais Viskashe? The Tais is Rabbeinu Peretz asked the Kashe differently. The Tais is Rabbeinu Peretz asked, how are you allowed to be Losha Isa? You made a Malachis Lishin, it's not Roy Lachila. A Lish is a good Kashe. But Tais Vis and the Tais is Arashba asked, how are you allowed to bake an Isa? How are you allowed to bake an Isa? Chvashteinish Klo what the Kashe is. Lachere Kozman, it's not Roy Lachila. He didn't do the Malachi yet. The minute it comes Roy Lachila, so it's Roy Lachila. Aber kapad am teisen weg doch hier an der Kasche. Er leik schaif, er isse leuch, am ene ruhi atsche te jofe. Vishal mich agige, shemuta le scheuchtan. Shal mich agige, so see the same problem. Af ob ish esu matsch yizrak domo? Ay, so there also, you did a malach and it's not roi lachi right away. Vishachat bem te nami bishashchit ein ruhi. Elakim in shemuta achas man, labai bayoim. Lav chesoren ovim, keitik shenami l'rabbe. So Taisva says, what is the kasha only on Rav Chisda? There's no such sforet that it has to be roi l'achila right away. Mi yeshloi meper shekundas t'shteh lechem ein lem shum chesoren begufoi. L'cheir Taisva means to say, that means if we're in the process of making it roi l'achil nefesh, so that isn't a chesoren. That gufo the Teira was matah. The Teira was matah, the one is permitted to do malachis, to create a heter oichel nefesh, even though b'shata it's not roi yet l'oichel nefesh. But over here, by lechem aponim, here it is done already, and it's still not roi l'achile. So here the Gemara held, this is a chesorim, meleches oichel nefesh. L'abshimim megamliel da'oma adoiche yomte. The Gemara is takash, how could you say shvus l'choike lo yitiru? See, Rabshimim megamliel says da'oiche yomte. So why is this only a kasha on So Tais explains as follows. Bishloim alididi damine. The sphere leletane kama de tzirchi Shabbos ein nasim beyontif. Rabbi said like this. According to me, I hold the Tanakama does not hold tzirchi Shabbos. I hold the Tanakama hold tzirchi Shabbos ein nasim beyontif. Ika lemeimel de baha pligi that kuf is the machloikis. The Tanakama hold tzirchi Shabbos einam nasim beyontif. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to bake Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, and that's why you are allowed to bake Yontif. But like Ayri Elabedir Aise, and the only machlekes is if Mina Torah you're allowed to bake Yontif, Erev Shabbos. Mida Rabbon and everyone holds you're not allowed to bake because Shvus Rechei Kaloyitir. That's how I would learn Shabbat. So the way I learn the Tanakama Tzorchi Shabbos ain't Nasim B'Yontif. It's because Shalachomi Tanakama Sevakashe and Rav Chisda from the Tanakama, which is Arabim and Hol Tzorchi Shabbos ain't Nasim B'Yontif. Inami oim arash bedeikah lemeim the pligi, the ma'asav amrini, he said that Rabbah learned different. The ma'asav amrini in hoyel v'yachal ivdoisoi, since he can be paided, so there's a heter of hoyel. Smells called, it's called in a field, say choychol nefesh. Ma'asav amrini in hoyel v'yachal ivdoisoi, lael to be paided. El, ali, doch, da amr, the time it anakamish v'shum rishvus rachoike. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say it's mutter? He also should hold the shvus rechay kolay itiru. So the more answered, later by Shteh Lechem Lechem Vloy Legevoye. Perish Af Vloy Legevoye. That this drosha Lechem Vloy Legevoye is not only to be mamayit gevoye, it's mamayit nochri and gevoye. The shinanami Vloy Lenochri, the mucha bebeye, the man that's on the dome and the dome is engraven beyond it. Dorishnami lachem v'loy lenochi. The one that holds the dome and the dome is engraven beyond it. So he darshens lachem v'loy legevoy. He also holds lachem v'loy lenochi. Gabon v'shami lebeis hilo v'loy kval nema lachem v'loy legevoyah.